rules in favor of the extradition. He can go back to the lower court, which blocked his extradition based on his potential for being a suicide risk and the harsh conditions in American prisons. He can challenge the other points. This is a legal dance that I suppose could last up to a year. Meanwhile, he is, of course, deteriorating. But everything looks as if it is engineered to ship him off to Gordon Kromberg in the Eastern District Court of Virginia, who's the kind of grand inquisitor. He persecuted my friend Samuel Arian for years and sent Daniel Hale, who exposed the widespread killing of civilians by the drone program, into prison for 45 months. Those of us who have followed the case closely have just watched this burlesque of it's kind of, it's more like the Lou Bianca or a show trial than it is the best of British jurisprudence, which I think is one of the reasons they make it so difficult to cover. And I just want to throw in, Amy, that there were six guests, including Craig Murray, who's probably done the best coverage of the trial. And at the last minute, the prison denied us entry, I suppose, because along with a photographer, I suppose, because it's part of making Julian disappear. There are no photos, no images of Julian other than that one in the police van. And after that, they put shutters on the windows so photographers couldn't take pictures of him. And that I think they didn't want us in there because, of course, we would write about it. I wrote about it anyway. Because it renders him human and I think exposes the kind of suffering, inexcusable suffering that has been visited on him and his family and, of course, his two children and his father. So it's absolutely appalling. And we criticize Vladimir Putin, as we should, for press censorship. But what about Julian? What about Julian Assange? So, it's like that kind of hypocrisy that characterizes the American ruling class and, unfortunately, much of the American media itself.
So he has been held at Belmarsh for more than 1,000 days and, of course, in captivity in the Ecuadorian embassy, because if he stepped outside, he would be arrested for years before that. If you could end by talking about what he did expose, this trove of documents for which many leading newspapers in this country and around the world, from El País to the New York Times, won Pulitzer Prizes, The Guardian.
Well, he exposed the lies that were told repeatedly about the wars in the Middle East, the 700 civilians who approached too closely to checkpoints and were all gunned down and killed, the torture, routine torture in places like Abu Ghraib, along with a kind of corruption. I mean, for instance, in Haiti, he exposed cables that where the U.S. embassy was in collusion with the Haitian ruling class to thwart any rise in the minimum wage. I don't know what the minimum wage is in Haiti. It's probably under a dollar an hour. I think it's 33 cents or something. This is just and this, of course, sparked all sorts of remember the Arab Spring and the pushback against the corrupt ruling class in Haiti. It all came because of WikiLeaks. He exposed the duplicity of Hillary Clinton. Who was saying one thing to us on the campaign trail and accepting $675,000 to give three talks at Goldman Sachs, a sum so large it can only be considered a bribe. It exposed that she orchestrated the war in Libya to burnish her own credentials.
We have 5 seconds, Chris.
He provided the most important information, I would argue, along with Ed Snowden, of our generation, and they're making sure that he's crucified for it.
Will you be suing YouTube?
Right now I'm just trying to save my shows, but that's a good idea.
Chris Hedges, I want to thank you for being with us, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, award-winning author, and activist. Very happy birthday to Mike Burke. I'm Amy Goodman. Stay safe.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Midnight out. Look, I'm telling you as a friend because I think you're so nice. I really think a lot of you. Now, you can let her wear your pen. You can let her be your friend. But remember, whatever you do, don't you let her be your baby.
She puts her arms around you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make you feel so fine. She'll be sugar and spice.
Yeah,
sugar and spice. Everything nice.
Oh.
Everything nice and then. She's gonna break your heart like she did mine.
She'll put her arms about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make you feel so fine.
Yeah.
She'll be sugar and spice now.
Sugar and spice.
And everything nice now.
Yeah.
Everything nice and thin.
And thin.
And thin.
And thin.
And thin.
She's gonna break your heart
like she did mine. Don't let her be a baby.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Just to say,
and I tell you, I
up-tempo sound show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Radoli on WRCT Pittsburgh, Tuesdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Rojas Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Rojas Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Rojas Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rojoscinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, Rojas Cinema is physically closed, but is still streaming movies from www.rojoscinema.com. For more information, visit that website or call 412-904-3225.
This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Baby boy,
woo!
Look, I'm telling you as a friend because I think you're so nice. I really think a lot of you. Now, you can let her wear your pin. You can let her be your friend. But remember, whatever you do, don't you let her be your baby.
She puts her arms about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make you feel so fine. She'll be sugar and spice.
Yeah, sugar and spice.
Everything nice.
Everything nice and big.
And big. She's gonna break your heart like she might.
Okay, to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Tembo Sound Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Radoli on WRCT Pittsburgh, Tuesdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Rojas Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Rojas Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Rojas Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rojoscinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, Rojas Cinema is physically closed, but is still streaming movies from www.rojoscinema.com. For more information, visit that website or call 412-904-3225.
This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
You never could be true. It should be April Fool's Day, and the joke should be on you. It hurt me so to see you go, your secret love and you. As in the past, for now at last, I found someone to. Your secret love has left you, and I found someone new. It should be April Fool's Day, and the joke should be on you. It should be April Fool's Day, 'cause you've been fooling me. All the things you promised just weren't meant to be. You lied, you lied, you cheated. You never could be true. It should be April Fool's Day, and the joke should be on you. It hurt me so to see you go, your secret love and you. Is in the past, but now at last I found someone new. Your secret love has left you, and I found someone new. It should be April Fool's Day, and the joke should be on you.
So I woke up this morning, I was like, it's April Fool's Day, all right? And I had a whole show set up for my regular stuff. And I'm thinking, you know what? It's April Fool's Day. How often is a Friday going to fall on April Fool's Day? And I am not going to be in the fool. I'm going to take advantage of the situation. And I took advantage of the situation as of like 6 minutes ago and start putting together an April Fool's show. So, yeah, so it's all songs about fools, April Fools. I Didn't really want to jump right into a theme, but it is doggone April Fool's Day. And, you know, I'm not gonna fool around with that. Oh, jeez. I want to use that joke every time. Not fooling. Blah.